Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Come, Bobby.
Hey. Well, well, well. Look at us. Back at it again on Tuesday. Hey, let's do this first. Good morning, studio!
Morning!
Thank you. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. It was a good night last night.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I moved on Dancing with the Stars.
Semifinals
cool.
In the house.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also know the only reason I'm here in the semifinals is because of the people voting for me. Like, I'm so grateful to our listeners. Let's not let it be lost on the fact that I know where my bread is buttered, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Two, I got to finally announce last night that I'm going to be full-time on American Idol next year. Next, you know. And that's pretty cool.
Big night.
Yeah, big night. So, I survived. I got my highest scores ever on Dancing with the Stars. I got 3.8. Still, it was lower than most everybody else. But I can't compare myself to them on scores.
Mm-mm.
What'd you think about that?
I mean, I thought 3.8 was appropriate. I thought it was good. I kind of thought maybe you'd get like a 9 thrown in there, but I'll take it.
It was my highest score. What?
Yeah. Like I said on weeks before this, like whatever the judges do, fine. It doesn't matter. I feel like our listeners are going to show up to vote for you. So we're good.
Yeah. Our listeners are awesome.
Yeah. And like, I mean,
let me ask you a question.
Oh.
Let me ask you a question. When your husband puts his arms around you, do you feel safe?
Yeah.
That's how I feel with our listeners whenever I'm standing on that stage at the end of it. I feel like all our listeners' arms are wrapped around me, and I feel pretty safe.
Speaking of my husband, he voted for you last night for the first time ever. Yeah. I mean, all on his own. I didn't even ask him. Like, he just kind of, I was on the phone with him, and he was like, voted for Bobby 8 times. He's like, it's the first time I've ever voted for anything that wasn't like an election.
Which today's election day too, by the way.
Right.
And I hope everybody votes. I did mine absentee ballot. I mailed mine off because I knew I wouldn't be home to actually go and vote. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. Lunchbox, how are you?
I'm great, man. Hey, congratulations on making the semifinals. You're doing great. Still not to where you said you're going to go, so you got to keep going.
Yeah, I wonder, because I think there are 6 left now, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 6 left. 2 shows, so I think they go 6. They'll probably have to cut 2 or 3 next week.
Oh, that's tough. That's a lot of cuts.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's a lot of cuts. I just wonder where Lunchbox stands. Lunchbox, do you think I can win the show?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, you guys. Like, where's the faith?
What, Amy? He's top 6. That's not that's fine. But like I said, I don't even think he's top 5. So if he makes it past next week, he proves me wrong. He makes the top 5. But that
I'm not trying to prove you wrong. I'm trying to prove our listeners right. That's all. Well, listen, we're back. Had a good night last night. We'll catch up with everybody. Jake Owen, we'll talk to him coming up in the next half hour or so. Got a good Tuesday show for you. Welcome to it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Make sure you get out there and vote today. It's the midterm elections. Most polling places are open till 6 p.m. In weather news, bad weather along the East Coast. It could be some storms. Careful on those roads. 60 and 70 everywhere else. And finally, congrats to Bones. He moved on another week on Dancing with the Stars. He's on to the semifinals.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jake Owen.
What up, dude? You're on the air.
What's up, man?
We're just talking about your song. How it's my favorite song on the radio right now.
I appreciate that, man. It's my favorite song on the radio right now. It's been one of those songs that's kind of like, I loved it when we recorded it, but I don't know. I think it's got that kind of sing-along thing. I really noticed it in shows with all the people. I mean, just screaming at the top of their lungs each line. It's pretty cool. So I appreciate you saying that, man.
Are you feeling it, though? Like you go and play shows? I go down to the, they yell it back?
Yeah, they do, man. You can feel it. Like, I've been fortunate enough for a lot of years to have a record deal. I tell people this all the time. Like, we all put out songs because we want them to do the best that we possibly can. And we also think that when we put these songs out, that that's the best that we have at that moment. And, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. It's kind of like stepping up to the plate, man. I always say, you want to hit it out of the park. You want to hit a home run, but sometimes you strike out. And, I've struck out a few times in my life before, but, this one in particular feels like a home run for sure. It feels like the way people are singing it, the way people are coming out to shows, even more, like more and more people are now coming. It's funny what one song in your career will do like that. So pretty fortunate right now.
Jake Owen is on with us right now. How you been, like, personally? Everything good?
Personally, I've been really great. I appreciate you asking. I'm actually down in Florida right now in Estero, Florida, which is just outside Naples, which is where my little girl lives with her mom. And I'm currently looking out my bus window, and I have Pearl running around outside with her birthday this month. So I'm having an early birthday party. She's got a Little Mermaid bounce house. We have a dunk tank that she's expecting her dad to get into any minute. And a magician is out there. We got a little carnival going on outside the bus.
Dang. I wish my dad was Jake Owen.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad. I looked at this today when I pulled up, and I thought, man, I hope I'm not spoiling her. But, yeah, I guess any dad would do anything for his little girl. So
I hope I'm not spoiling her. He's got a freaking bounce house and Little Mermaid. A magician. Come on. That's cool, though. How old is she now?
She's six. We just did sound check, and she sang at the top of her lungs Maren Morris and the middle song. She loves that song, so I had the band learn it so she could get up there and sing it on stage. And as a father, it's pretty cool to watch her just have zero fear and get up there and just, like, crush it. So, but maybe she picked some of that up from me. I don't know.
Jake Owen's on with us right now, and Jake is on the show Real Country, coming out November 13th on USA. Tell me about the show.
Working with Shania Twain, Travis Tritt, we basically are what they call panelists. We're not judges, and we were able to handpick seven individual different artists a piece. So there's 21 artists on the show, and each show we introduce one of these artists and tell them why we think they're there and why we believe that they're great enough to be the next big force in country music. And then it's up to those individual artists at that point to step out and showcase their talent. And at that moment, the crowd there gives a 1 to 5 star rating as to how they thought those artists did. And that artist moves on depending on if they have the highest score or not. I've always loved, you know, giving credit to those guys and girls that are coming up and trying to help them any way I can, because I know I got to where I am from people helping me. So it's really fulfilling for me as an artist to be able to help others and give them a little bit of the advice that I've learned along the way.
There he is, Jake Owen. We'll talk to you again before the show comes out. Real Country on November 13th, and I'll let you get back to it, my friend. Good to talk to you, man.
You too, buddy. Thanks a lot for calling, man. I appreciate everything.
All right, see you, bud. There he is.
See you, man.
One of my favorite segments, and one of the segments that the listeners love, because it's just about food. Now time for Food World with Morgan number 2.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number 2.
Num num num, you're up, Morgan number 2.
So Pizza Hut is working on a fully automated robot-run pizza kitchen that will be in the flatbed of a truck.
So, if I'm right, someone drives the truck, right?
Correct.
But then everything else is a robot. Like it drives, it's like the ice cream truck, but nobody's in it. You just go and get pizza.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so it's going to be driving around town. The ice cream truck used to drive around my neighborhood, and you would hear the ice cream song. Did you guys have ice cream truck as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And you would hear it somehow 3 towns away.
Yeah.
It pierced the sky with the ice cream music. And then it would come and I would get like a Star Pop. Oh. And I would save up my yard mowing money. And sometimes I'd buy my neighbor Scotty ice cream and I'd feel so cool. Because I was like, I got you, dude. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I get 2 Star Pops on me, buddy. And then he'd still beat me up sometimes.
Rude.
Yeah. I know, right? Okay, when's that going to start, Morgan number 2? Do we have any idea?
Nope, they're just working on it right now.
In Black Mirror, the show on Netflix, this exists in the future. But the fact that all this stuff is happening is crazy. And that is Food World with Morgan number 2.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2. Num, num, num.
Num, num, num.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Mike Fisher sang a version of his wife, Carrie Underwood's song, Before He Cheats. It's about outdoors and hunting. Here's a clip.
Right now, he's probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind...
That's funny. Wait, think about that, Amy.
I want to keep listening.
All right, turn it up. Keep it up.
Oh, and he don't know.
All right.
Oh my
there
gosh.
You go.
There's Mike Fisher, former hockey player, Carrie Underwood's husband. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Zach Brown Band took part in Mickey's 90th Spectacular, celebrating Mickey Mouse's birthday. Here's them performing the Bear Necessities from The Jungle Book.
Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Get about your worries and your strife.
I love this version. I love Zach Brown Band. I love this song. It might be my favorite Disney song ever that I know, The Bear Necessities. I don't even know if I've ever seen Jungle Book, but I love this song.
That's good.
Yeah, there you go. Morgan, number two, anything else?
Yeah, you were announced as the American Idol's first official full-time mentor last night during Dancing with the Stars.
It was, yeah.
Full-time. What does that mean?
It means I'm on every episode. Okay. It means if I'd have been kicked off Dancing with the Stars, I'd have went to all the audition cities too. But I was doing this show, so I couldn't, because they're doing audition cities right now. But I go starting Hollywood Week, which is in like 2 weeks. And I just start, and I do all season, every episode. Yeah, like I'm full-time on the show on American Idol. It's crazy. I don't even know my... Like, I'm from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700 people. And now I'm going to be on American Idol full-time? It's crazy. It still hadn't sunk in yet, Amy. Like, it really hasn't sunk in yet.
Yeah.
So I've kind of been not even thinking about it. I've been dancing so much.
Yeah, you got to focus on one thing at a time. I get it.
I'm trying to get that mirror ball.
That's right. We got one goal right now. Mirror ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Morgan number two. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The manager of an Outback Steakhouse in Abilene, Texas is a hero because police say she saved the life of an infant. The four-month-old baby fell out of a car seat, hit his head on the concrete, stopped breathing. The mom grabbed the baby, ran in the restaurant, said, does anybody know how to help? And the manager did a baby sternum rub and CPR and saved the baby. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. How'd she know how to do that?
I don't know. If it was not for the actions of Patricia, the life of this infant might not have had this outcome, police said in a news response. That's crazy. That's awesome. That's reacting under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's being prepared. And that's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A man was on his way home around 2 a.m. He's like, oh, there's Wendy's. I'm going to grab me something to eat. Pulls up in the drive-thru and he sees a cop in front of him. So he's like, I'm going to do something nice. I'm going to go buy the cop's meal. Gets out of his car, walks up to the window. He's like, hey, officer, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for your meal. Officer's like, smells like you got some alcohol on your breath.
Oh, no.
Gives him a breathalyzer, cuffs him, and stuffs him. DWI. Oh.
And you know what? He should have. But you know, a little bit of the cop was like, oh, man, this guy was trying to do something nice for me. Now I got to arrest him.
Yeah, I know.
But the guy shouldn't have been drinking. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
The study says that people who drink black coffee have the most psychopathic and sadistic traits.
What?
Like, if you just drink black coffee. They did a survey with 1,000 people. They self-reported their taste preferences, and they answered the rest of the personality questionnaire. And they found that psychopathy, narcissism, trait aggression, all of these were associated most commonly with people who just drank black coffee by itself. Now, let's talk about that. Because in the last month, I've started drinking coffee. Let me tell you about my coffee. First of all, I get in, I pour it from the little, what's this thing called where you pour it out of?
The coffee pot.
Thank you. So I pour it out of the coffee pot. I pour it into my cup. I only pour like half the cup full of coffee in like a styrofoam cup. The other half is I put lots of sugar, like 4 packs of sugar.
Mm.
And then I fill it basically the other half up with half and half. Because in my mind, that means half of coffee, half and half and half.
Oh my gosh, you use that much half and half? That's like thick cream.
Yeah, it's like a creamsicle, but warm. So, and it's always like French vanilla or something. So it's like a French vanilla drink.
Wow.
That's my coffee. So I'm the opposite of black coffee. Amy, what is yours?
I mean, no, I don't really do coffee black. I can. I mean, but that's not my preference.
Tough. Yeah.
My husband
Someone on the
drinks
show
it
does.
Black, though.
That would be
is
me,
that what
Bones.
It is? And Eddie does. Eddie, our video producer. You drink straight black coffee?
Straight black coffee. I've probably been drinking that for the last, like, year. And I'm what
and you
now,
like the taste
according
of coffee?
To your study? I'm what?
A psychopath?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, narcissistic psychopath.
And Lunchbox doesn't drink coffee.
No, I'm straight hot chocolate.
I wonder what that says.
It means you're awesome. And you're like a little kid.
Today is also election day, by the way. Lunchbox wants to vote so we can get in Taylor Swift's Insta story.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift. I don't know if you guys pay attention to her Insta story. If you vote and you send her a picture with an I voted sticker, she's been including people that vote in her Insta story. So she says, go out and vote, and I'll put you in my Insta story. So I'm going to vote so I can get my sticker, and I'm going to send her a picture. So hopefully she picks me.
That would be so cool if
exactly.
you got picked.
That's what I said. I was like, how crazy would that be if you're scrolling through Taylor Swift's Insta story,
and
there
you.
I am in my I voted sticker.
Oh my gosh. I'm a Lunchbox. You better get on that.
Post
you better
it believe
so much.
It.
Tagger.
Oh.
Don't you think she has a. By the way, good on Taylor Swift for saying, hey, everybody go vote. And when you do, I want to share the fact that you voted because that's actually going to make people vote. Although, I think Lunchbox would have voted anyway.
Yeah.
He's a pretty responsible citizen.
Yeah. But I mean,
but this makes it utmost priority today is to get on the Insta story. I got to get there early because if I send my picture early enough, it'll be the first one she sees.
Oh my! Well, I don't know.
I think she's already been reposting people
and
too.
Then
who
is
voted.
It really her seeing it or her people? I don't know.
I can tell you about mine. It's never my people. I don't even have people that run my Instagram.
It's y'all you. 100%.
It's all me. My Twitter, my Instagram. The only time that Morgan number two has ever touched my personal Instagram or Twitter is when I went on that therapy thing for like 3 days and I knew that I had like iHeartRadio announcement that I had to post.
Oh, yeah. I was
Other
wondering
that,
how you did that. I didn't know who it was, if it was Mike D or Morgan number two.
Mm-mm. But I don't have any people that run my social media accounts. The show is Morgan number two, the Bobby Bone Show accounts.
Yeah.
But no, my accounts are me. So if anyone wants to slide in those DMs, nobody's still sliding. Amy,
oh,
I've been on
the
national
ask.
Show. No, nobody's sliding.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Amy, are you Christmased up yet?
No, not yet.
You feel like you need to be because of your kids, or are you just going to wait until after Thanksgiving?
I want to be, and it'll probably all go down after Thanksgiving. That's typically when I kind of let it all out. I did listen to some Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, the other day, and it felt good. And I've dabbled in the Hallmark Christmas movies, but no decorations or anything.
All right, so you're wading in.
Yeah, I'm like, I got 1 foot in the door.
People who decorate early for Christmas are happier than people who wait. I was reading this story this morning. I was handed this one. Because Christmas decorations evoke the strong feelings of childhood, so putting them up early extends the excitement.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving, and I don't have any plans for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Usually, I would either have something in my house or my dog and I would have a thing. But it's the, because I got to announce I'll be on American Idol full time last night.
Yeah.
It's the only time that I'll have like 4 days off. So I finished Dancing with the Stars, the finale. If I make it, or even if I don't make it, I have to. I'm there because everybody has to be at the finale, and then I have like 4 days off. Then I start taping for American Idol, and one of those days is Thanksgiving. I cannot wait for it. Are you doing anything in Nashville?
No, I mean, right now I think we're going to go to Austin to be with my dad because at this point by Thanksgiving, my dad should be discharged from the hospital.
Yeah.
So
good.
I mean, I don't think he'll be eating yet, per se, but at least
yeah, but
we
who
can,
cares?
Yeah, at
progress,
least we could
man.
Be a family. I know. It's just like Thanksgiving, kind of like share a meal maybe, or maybe we'll just drink some, you know.
Just not sit in a hospital room.
Liquid. Oh, I know. I'm pumped for sure. So right now, that's the plan. I just don't know for sure if it'll actually happen.
Yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even feeling a bit bummed about not having Thanksgiving plans. I'm just pretty excited about
having time off.
Having a few days.
Yeah.
I haven't laid in my own bed in maybe almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Put your Christmas decorations up. Anyone in the room have their decorations up?
No.
Speak
no.
now? No. Okay, cool. It makes you happier, though, just in case. It does make you happier.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
Ariana Grande released this song called Thank You Next that talks about Pete Davidson.
Oh.
And I was kind of fascinated with their dating because he was a nerd and funny.
Yeah.
I kind of was like, good. Good to see somebody nerdy and funny, you know, get the hot girl. So here's some of Thank You Next.
Even almost got married, and for Pete, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to Malcolm, because he was an angel. One taught me love.
All right, whatever.
One
so,
she already put a song out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. But I, there's this whole thing where I found a bunch of songs that were inspired by celebrity breakups. I'll play you the song. Tell me who they broke up with, Amy. Ready?
Okay.
The first one is Dear John from Taylor Swift. Here's the song. Do you know who that is?
John Mayer.
Yes. That's Taylor Swift about John Mayer. Okay? Mm-hmm. How about this one from Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River? Do you know who that was written about?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Like, how can I remember this stuff, but like in school, I can't remember important stuff?
Who was, this is from Katy Perry called Wide Awake. Here you go.
I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. I'm wide awake. How did I read the stars so well?
Do you recognize the song?
I'm wide awake. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But, shoot. I might need a little hint.
Mm.
Just a teeny tiny hint.
Well, it's going to give it away, but she was married to him.
Oh, Russell Brand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of forget about that marriage,
I don't know why I had Travie McCoy in my head. Did they date?
Early, yeah. Okay. They sure did. They sure did. Okay, how about this one? Here is Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball. Who's this about?
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your world.
Hmm. I feel like it's sort of tricky because they're together now, but is it about Liam?
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth.
And
good
then,
one.
Yeah. They you know, they've been on and off again.
Good. Good for
yep,
you.
Yep, another fun fact that I know for some reason. Okay.
How about this one from Taylor Swift? I knew you were trouble. Who's this about?
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Prove me two places I've never been.
Now okay. Okay, I feel like I have two guys in my head right now.
Go ahead, talk it out.
Okay, for whatever reason, I have Taylor Lautner in my head, but I also have Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, neither are right. It's Harry Styles.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, yeah. There's so many.
You want another one or are you done with this game?
No, I want to play.
Okay, how about this one from Justin Bieber?
I'm kinda glad
Love
I
Yourself.
Missed one.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong.
What a jam, huh?
So good.
Yeah, who's that about? Justin Bieber, who'd you write that about?
I mean, I have Selena Gomez in my head, but I don't feel like he wrote it about her. But did he?
What's your answer?
Well, Selena.
Correct. All right, one more. John Mayer wrote Still Feel Like Your Man after the breakup with who? Here we go.
I still keep your shampoo in my shower. In case you wanna wash your hair.
Wow, you nailed that.
Yeah.
Come on. Who's that about?
Katy Perry.
Yeah, good. That's good. That's good. You did good there.
Yeah.
It's fun. You got all of them right, but like one or two.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of glad I missed a couple, you know?
Yeah, good for you. There you go. That's fun.
Totally lame.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to my far right, our video producer, Eddie. And so, Eddie, somebody in your neighborhood stole a car?
Yes, a kid. Wait, a kid stole the car.
What happened?
So I guess he stole his mom's car, and he didn't know how to drive because he was 15 years old, didn't have a license, took it for a little joyride, only made it about 200 yards, and he ran into another house.
What?
Yeah.
Hard?
I mean, it hit the garage, so it didn't hit, like, luckily where anyone was sleeping or anything. So he hit the corner of the garage, and then all the neighbors came out. Next thing you know, cops come out. They arrest him. He goes to jail.
A 15-year-old stole a car, crashed into a house in your neighborhood. They arrested him?
In my neighborhood, yes. And he was off to jail.
Wow. So wait, what happened? How does this end?
Well, I don't know. I didn't follow up on the story. We were all just like, wow, like this is crazy. Our neighborhood's so peaceful and quiet. And this happens. And I've seen the car. It stayed in the, whoever owns the house, you know, that stayed right there. And
what's the, let's do this. Let's go around the room. What's the most you've ever been in trouble with the law? Okay. Oh. My Lunchbox, oh, that's right. Lunchbox went to jail for the radio show. Yeah. Hold on. Lunchbox, that doesn't count. Lunchbox okay. went to jail.
He looks so sad, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We don't. Let's talk non-radio show related. The most you've ever been in trouble with the law. I'll go first. I got a speeding ticket. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
I know. Wow. I'm weak. Amy, even Amy rolled her eyes at me just now.
Well, wow. I mean, I'm trying to think of mine. Hold
you
on.
Never got, like, as a kid, like, public intox or anything like that?
No.
Come on, Amy.
Yeah, Amy, you're pretty wild.
Possession. MIP.
Bobby's like, you never got busted for carrying drugs. Like, what?
You weren't a mule.
No. I mean, I had friends that got arrested at my dad's house because I threw a party, but I didn't because I went back to my mom's house. See, my dad's house, my mom and my dad were very different. My dad allowed me to have friends over and he allowed alcohol. My mom did not. So when he would go out of town, I could have parties at his house. And so I would go out for the night and have a party at my dad's house, but I have to be home at my mom's house in time for curfew. Well, some of my friends, I would allow them to spend the night at my dad's house. And one time the police came and I had already left to go home because I had curfew. But my friend was like passed out on my dad's couch and the cop, whoever the other friend was, opened the door and allowed the officer in. Once you open the door and they're allowed to go in. And she went and woke my friend up and he got arrested. And yeah, I got in trouble for that one.
But you didn't get in trouble with the law.
I didn't. But my friend went to jail.
Yeah. Did you ever get anything more than a speeding ticket ever?
No, I haven't ever been in trouble with the law, contrary to what you might think.
Well, I mean, you just were a little wilder before your days now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never.
Yeah, she was.
But I mean, I was like a good.
She's like, beep, like, yeah, baby.
I wasn't like horrible, but yes, I would have like the parties at my house. But again, my dad allowed it. Like, he knew we were having that party. My mom was so not happy.
Lunchbox, most you've ever been in trouble with the law?
When I was 10 years old, we were throwing some tennis balls at cars and hitting them and running. And then we were sitting there, and here comes this car. So we hid in the bushes on the side of this house, thinking, oh, no big deal. And two cop cars pull up, and they, get out here, get on your knees, get on your knees. And so we were on the main street in my neighborhood on my knees with my hands behind my head, and they had the flashlights on us. Like, what do you think you're doing? And they were just chewing us out, and Jackson was 12. He's like, what do you think you're doing, showing these 10-year-olds how to behave? And they yelled at Jackson for like 30 straight minutes. Jackson pooped his pants.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And so then they took us to our house and we had to talk to our parents.
Oh,
but
no.
I got plenty of those stories.
That's not Jackson on Front Street, by the way.
I didn't say his last name, Baker. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble as an adult and get put in jail?
No, I'd been detained, you know, but nothing, I mean.
Detained for what?
Drinking too much?
Well, drinking, you know, like sit right here until you get, like they put you in a cab when you're downtown at the bar, stuff like that. But they never arrested me just because I'm stumbling down the street. They detain you, but then they put you in a cab and send you home. So I don't consider that trouble because they just helped me get a safe ride home.
Yeah. Not good. Eddie, you
No,
trouble?
No, speeding ticket is the most I've ever gotten in trouble for.
We're kind of a good show then, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you think we were not? Like, what kind of answer did you think want? We were going to
get? I don't know. You never know
with
this show. Like, sometimes Amy will go, yeah, when I was 19, I was in a Turkish prison. We're like, what? Yeah. You never know.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Earlier this year, the people of Clinton County, Iowa, got some sad news when their local representative for Toys for Tots was moving, so that way they weren't going to have Toys for Tots. The kids weren't going to get toys. Well, Scott Stubblefield said, we can't have that happen. He started Scott for Tots, and he started collecting toys, and now the kids that used to get Toys for Tots, they're going to get Scott for Tots.
Interesting.
And it rhymes.
I love that.
And there's also an episode of The Office where it's Scott's Tots.
Oh,
where
boy.
Michael
oh
Scott
boy.
Promises all these kids that he's going to pay for their college when they're in, you know, elementary school. And then it's their graduation day. And they're like, we can't wait. And he has to show up and go, I don't have the money to do it.
So
I mean,
funny.
It's one of the most uncomfortable episodes of The Office that exist. But good for this guy, Scott, and Scott's Tots. And listen, I was a kid that didn't get many Christmas presents. Sometimes nothing if it wasn't for church or for other parents, you know, putting their money together and buying me presents. So I like that when anybody does anything they don't have to for someone else. It's a good story. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with autopay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, time now to go over to Amy and get your laugh on with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Come on, you got this.
What do you get when you divide a pumpkin by the circumference of its diameter?
Pumpkin pie. Pie, 3.14.
No, I just... if I have trouble repeating it back... guys...
Oh, come on.
Amy, you couldn't even get the word diameter and circumference out. So, I mean, the joke
I would just say, what do you get when you have 3.14 pumpkins? Pumpkin pie.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. That's a Morning Corny. Thank you.
Thanks for
that
simplifying it.
That was the Morning Corny.
What's up with those big words?
I mean, I don't even know what circumference is.
It's around it. Hey, Amy, what do you have? You have another one standing by? Because sometimes if it's not a good one, our listeners go to work and they feel like they don't have a good joke with them.
What? What's not good about that one?
Do you have another one?
Not right now.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you in like a minute.
What?
So go search for it. Okay?
No, I mean, I just have to think of them.
Oh, you search don't write your own jokes. Stop
come
that.
Come on. Search Stop for that. It.
I got a B12 shot yesterday before Dancing with the Stars. If they put it in your hip, it doesn't hurt that bad. They put it on your shoulder, it hurts.
Oh, yeah. I always get it in the hip butt area.
Oh, I didn't. And the doctor was like, pull your pants down. I was like, oh, no. And he gave it to me, and I was kind of feeling run down. I could tell, you know, I don't complain about it on the show, but I haven't had a day off in 3 months. And I'm dancing like 6 or 7 hours a day, and it's not even something to complain about. It's actually something that's I chose to do. So, but yeah, I got a B12 shot. I felt like I was shot out of a cannon. My partner got a little upset with me after the dance last night because she was like, you were shot out of a cannon. You were going too fast. And I was like, B12 shot. What do you want?
I know. You're kind of making me want to go get one.
I know. Amy, you have another joke for us here.
Yeah.
Okay. Raymundo, if you don't mind hitting that Morning Corny tag again.
The Morning Corny.
Where do you find a turkey with no legs?
Where do you find a turkey with no legs?
Exactly where you left it.
Ah, come on. That's a good one. That's a good one. Come on. There you go. Hit that again.
That was the Morning Corny.
That was a good, pretty funny one, though, really.
Okay.
You don't think that one was funny?
I mean, you don't have to be smart to figure that one out.
You did have to be super smart to figure out the other one.
Sometimes right. I like to challenge you guys with the corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what's that story?
So this guy, like, took a sleeping pill before the plane took off. So while they were still on the tarmac, he was totally passed out. And the flight attendants couldn't get him to wake up or anything. So they got concerned and they ended up kicking him off the flight before it even took off.
Oh, this poor guy.
Yeah, he was just trying to sleep. But obviously, I guess they couldn't get him to wake up or do anything or move. And so they're like, ooh, yeah.
They have to carry him off the flight?
I mean, I don't know exactly how he got kicked off, but he fell into a deep sleep. And it says here it was raising concerns from at least one crew member who mandated he be awake before takeoff. I guess it's part of a thing, like to maybe know, like maybe if you're in the exit row or something, you have to acknowledge with your mouth, I do understand. But I mean, I don't even know that he was in the exit row. Do you have to be awake before takeoff? I didn't know this was a thing.
I didn't either. And this poor guy is just trying to get some sleep. and then he gets kicked off the flight. He wakes up and he's still in Toledo.
Yeah. The person that decided to kick him off said that they were with an abundance of caution and that passengers need to be fit in order to fly to prevent something serious happening in the air.
This poor guy.
I know.
He's trying to sleep.
I know. He wasn't happy about it. That's why it's in the news.
It's always hard for me to sleep after Dancing with the Stars and then coming into the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take sleeping pills, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone because it messes your brain up. Take them normally. Like, I went through a lot of PTSD stuff, and I took sleeping pills and got off. I wrote about it in my first book. Ooh, brutal. But it's a tough one here on Tuesdays. I do that show, and then I come here. I don't know if you saw the show last night, but I got my highest scores ever, which were 888. Let's go over to Eddie. Eddie, our video producer, what'd you think last night of my dance?
So somebody sent me all the snaps of everything, and so good. Again, I think you're best right now. You've continued to improve, Bones. It was such a fluid and beautiful dance. That song was amazing. Jansen being there, everything. I mean, it was great. You just killed it.
I didn't get as high as score. I think I was the second or third lowest still. There were only eight people. But and I guess if you watch YouTube, you didn't see me run up on the judges and kiss the judges, huh?
I did. I got video of that, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So it was funny because you asked Len, the judge. You said, if you give me an eight, I will kiss you. I wonder if he gave you an eight just to get the kiss.
I don't know. But Amy, since you had to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to know about this.
So what happens is, I go over to the table, and I thought I did pretty good. You know, it was a slow dance. I don't really like the slow dances. And I go over to the table, and they're giving me the scores, and I say, Len, you never give me an 8. If you give me an 8, I'm coming around there, I'm going to kiss you. And Carrie Ann gives me an 8. And then Len pulls up a 7, and all of a sudden pulls up an 8. And I run over behind the judge's table and just lay one on him, a big kiss.
Are you supposed to do that?
No, you're not. What do I care?
Well, I'm
representing our people right now. No. And then Bruno goes, oh, if that's the case, and he throws up an 8, and I give him a big old kiss.
That's cool.
It was mayhem. I think they wonder what I'm going to do every time I walk down to that judge's table.
I know. You would think that they, like, have some security around there. Like, if you rush the judge's table, you get tackled or something.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if I just got stomped
live
on the show? Yeah, that was kind of my finest moment last night. The team dance went pretty well.
Yeah. I liked
that. We did a big team dance, and the judges said, and look at Bobby, he didn't even miss a step. Like, they called me out for not missing a whole step in the team dance, except I missed like 4 steps. There's just so much going on.
Yeah, so much. It was a lot. And you were smiling big time during that.
I have so much fun whenever it's a fast
That's
dance.
That's what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, he is having so much fun right now.
I was having the time of my life because I knew there were 7 other people out there with me dancing a team dance. Really, nobody was watching me, and I was just having just as much fun as I've ever had on that show.
That's cool.
And we're dancing to Dolly 9 to 5, and she's sending a video wishing me luck last night. And Kelsey Ballerini and Dan and Shay, and it was crazy. Yeah. And Lauren Elena performed last night, and she had a video, and she said they wouldn't let them use it because she was performing for someone else.
Oh.
Because she performed for a different couple last night. It was country night, so she,
I guess
that
makes sense.
So, Eddie, do you think I can be in the finale, which is going to be, let's say, 3 people?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Now you have moved into the top 3. I may even put you at the top 2, Bones.
Milo 1?
Well, there's...
Or Juan Pablo.
Well, I think I would go Juan Pablo. I think he's a better dancer than Milo is.
But it's not just about dance.
I know.
It's also about getting America to like, root for you.
I know. I just think that Juan Pablo is, like, such a good dancer that fans of the show are going to see how good of a dancer he is, and they're going to vote for him, and I think he's going to be at the top with you, though. With
what?
You.
No, y'all. Bobby has to win this. Listen to me right now. I've been saying since day one, I have it in my calendar, Bobby, November 19th, winning Dancing with the Stars finale. It's happening. Like, where are we at? We've got the best listeners ever. All we got to do is make sure they keep voting, 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 and tell everybody in their lives to vote. I don't know how we can pay them back, but we will.
We'll pay them back by still just trying. Well, you know what? I don't think we have to pay our listeners back. I think we have to continue looking out for other people like we still try to do today.
Well, then that. We'll do that. That's us, like, making sure we take care of everybody. Yeah, that's what we do. We take care of each other. getting Bobby the mirror ball after all this hard work would be so amazing.
I'm telling you, Amy, it would make all these Hollywood people flip.
Oh, they'd lose their minds.
If some country dude came in that nobody knew, that was picked last.
They're
the worst
Bobby
odds.
Who? Yeah.
Yes. I had the worst odds. Every news story was like, nobody's even heard of this guy. And if I come in, and by I mean all of us, me, this room, these listeners, and we win this thing, they're going to go, what happened? We have to change the rules of the show. We may change the rules of Dancing with the Stars. Anyway, I moved on. Next week, I have two dances. I wonder if I can say what I'm doing.
You say that every week and then and you tell us. So just
come
tell
on.
Us.
Oh.
That's what, literally every week. I wonder if I can say what I'm doing. And then you're like, maybe, I'm doing the
maybe later.
The South American swing.
I know. It's always something like that. Because I did the Viennese waltz this week. Okay, there's that. Everybody good on that?
Yeah.
Eddie thinks I can be in the final. Eddie, handicap it, meaning like what you pick the top three in order you think they're favorited.
I would go Juan Pablo, you, then Milo.
Amy?
You're winning, then Milo in second, and then Juan Pablo.
Lunchbox?
Well, I mean, everybody and then Bones. I just think your luck runs out next week. I'm just
who
going.
Who else is left?
That's
Grocery Store Joe.
Yeah, Grocery Store Joe is going to beat you. It's just it's just reality, guys. It happens.
Wow.
It's not saying I want it to happen. I'm just trying to prepare you for the inevitable. Everybody else is trying to build you up, but I just want you to see the truth and see the facts before they hit you in the face.
Oh, man. I feel like we need to tell our listeners now they need to vote extra hard because I feel like Bachelor Nation's giving us some competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's looking at Joe and I and going, what?
Yeah. They're like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Well, I the thing is, I always roll my eyes at this, but I do like everybody on that show left. I know.
If you win, I could see Lynn being like, that's it. I quit.
It's your impression of Lynn sounds like the guy from I'm the Captain Now.
Oh, well, sorry. Right. Eddie has a better impression.
Anyway, I moved on with Dancing with the Stars. There are two episodes max left that I'm on. Thank you all for voting. We'll do it again next Monday night.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
Over to Morgan number two, who's our head of digital, with what do 25-year-olds care about? Here we go.
What do 25-year-olds care about?
Yeah. So the Spice Girls have officially reunited for a tour in the UK, and it's without Victoria Beckham.
That would be weird to go to a reunion show without everyone, because Fleetwood Mac just did this too. I believe without Lindsey Buckingham, and he's one of the main people, it would just be weird to go watch NSYNC without Justin Timberlake or JC Chazet.
Yeah.
So, Morgan, number two, you're 25. What do you think about this?
I mean, I'd probably still go. If they were coming to the U.S., I would totally still go. But I would be disappointed they all weren't together.
Well, that is what 25-year-olds care about. Also, Morgan, number two, you're 25. Are you voting today?
Yes, I am.
You promise?
I promise. I'm really excited about it, too.
Okay. It's a big deal. Go get your I Voted sticker. I wish I got a sticker. I mailed mine in.
Do you think 25-year-olds don't care about voting?
I don't know. I don't know what people care about anymore.
They
about voting.
Do. She just said 25-year-olds care about it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I've been seeing this girl a little bit, Amy, and she was talking about me, and she said I was just a real nice guy. What do you think about that?
Well, you are a nice guy.
Ugh.
Did she say anything else with it? Like, what else was surrounding this conversation? Like, why? She doesn't just say that out of nowhere.
Kind of, which worries me a little bit. She was like, yeah, I was talking to, you know, and I told him you were such a nice guy.
Okay, so she was describing you to somebody. She wasn't, see, if she was just saying it to you like you're a really nice guy, I would fear that she's setting you up for, you know, it's not you, it's me. And, you know, you're like in the friend zone. Or something.
Well, Lunchbox is shaking his head over there right now. Lunchbox, why?
Man, that's a bad sign. That just means she looks like she has a good friend and she thinks, oh, you know, he's a nice guy. He's safe, so I don't have to worry about anything. And, like, I don't have to worry about my friend stealing him. Like, it doesn't put a good light on you.
What?
I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Rogers over here.
Right,
you know?
But yeah, right, exactly. If you're just the nice guy, it's like,
I need to be a bad boy.
He's fine, but he's not that great of a catch. He's just a nice guy, so I guess I'll deal with him until I find someone that's kind of a bad boy.
Do you think she's looking for a bad boy?
That's what most women want.
I'm just tired of being the nice guy. I'm always the nice guy. You know, I love Bobby. He's a nice guy. He's the safe choice, the solid choice.
That's what it is, safe choice. When she says you're a nice guy, that's a perfect description. Safe choice.
I was handed this piece of paper here. The age-old question, do nice guys finish last? Researchers found that, yep, they do.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, man. Sorry about that, dude.
Well, so what can you do to spice yourself up a little bit?
I guess be mean. Grow a beard. Spit.
Don't reply to a text for 3 days.
Beard and spitting doesn't make you bad.
What's up? Sorry, I was spitting.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what she's looking for.
I wonder if that's a bad thing. Well, let's post that on Facebook. I wonder if it's a bad thing. Being a nice guy. So, yeah. Hey, did you see, by the way, that the Super Bowl baby story from Philadelphia? Where 9 months after the Super Bowl last year, Philadelphia is experiencing a baby boom because after they won the Super Bowl, everybody went and bow, 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 bow out.
I didn't see that, but...
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Made out of love, right? Absolutely.
The city of brotherly love.
Brotherly love. Love of the Eagles has created a lot of babies.
Oh, boy. He's riffing now. We're in trouble. It's been 9 months since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and a report out of Philly says the city is experiencing a surge in births. That... Ooh. The fans were so gleeful that they just made a bunch of babies in love.
That's funny.
Like that.
That's
when
pretty cool.
Conceived?
And do you think they named them after the players too? Like, oh, Nick Foles was the quarterback in the Super Bowl, so they named him Foles or Nick and middle name Foles. I mean, that has to happen, right?
Mm. You know, I don't know.
Maybe. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Well, so moms are wearing their babies' umbilical cords as jewelry. Amy, tell me about this.
It's the stump part. It's the part of the umbilical cord that falls off between like 7 and 21 days or something. For every baby, it's different. But it's the little stump that's left after the umbilical cord is cut off. And then it's made into jewelry and moms are wearing it.
What do you think about that?
I think it's super cool. Yeah. I mean, I think it's special. Some of the designs I'm not so much into, but... Some people are making rings, necklaces, whatever. I think it looks cool in a ring.
I think it would be cool as a necklace.
Yeah, either. Like, it just depends on the design. Like, it's like the little, you know, brown stump thing that's left over. It looks like a rock. But then when you know it's an umbilical cord, you're like, interesting.
That is kind of weird that you're wearing an umbilical cord.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear any jewelry every day? Do you have any everyday jewelry?
Yes. My wedding ring, my mom's pinky ring that I inherited, and then a couple of other rings. But I basically wear my wedding ring and my mom's pinky ring every day, no matter what.
Lunchbox, do you have any jewelry that you wear every day?
No, nothing. My wedding ring, I wear it every once in a while.
Are you still wearing a necklace every day?
Most days. I have a necklace that reminds me of my grandmother's cross. It looks just like her cross that she had in her house.
Yeah.
Most days. I didn't wear it today because I was doing the TV show late last night. And then I didn't even really wear clothes. I'm not even sure. I think I'm wearing paper towels this morning. I'm so tired. I don't even think I have on clothes, real clothes.
Paper towels?
I don't know what I'm wearing. Amy, I came out to California with, I have like 4 hoodies, 3 pair of sweats, and like a pair of jeans. That's all I have here because I didn't know how long I was going to stay on the show. I didn't want to move my whole place over. Mike D and I are living in a tiny 2-bedroom apartment. And like we're in college, basically. We order out all the time. He's vegan. So he orders like a carrot souffle. We're back in college.
Yeah.
Like I hear my neighbors playing music and stuff through the walls. And I'm like, what planet am I on again? I'm an adult man. Like I have a house.
Yeah. But not right now. You got a roomie in an apartment.
Not right now. Me and my roomie are just chilling. Sometimes we'll sit on the couch and watch TV and talk about life.
That's funny.
It is funny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So pretty sure this is the first time I've ever heard of a cat detecting breast cancer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So this woman and her husband, they were laying in bed watching TV when out of nowhere, their cat, Mia, got up on the woman's chest and sniffed like the right side of her chest and then looked up at her face. She was like, what are you doing? Sniffed the spot again, looked up at her face. She tried to shove her off. The cat came back up and just laid down right on top of the breast that had the breast cancer.
Wow.
And so, I mean, she was like, okay, this cat, what are you doing? Clearly you're trying to tell me something. So her and her husband, they felt around in that area and they found a lump.
Wow.
Yeah. And had the cat not been persistent, she probably would have never felt around.
That's crazy.
Is like, number one, super cool that the cat felt it. And then two, just a reminder for women to just maybe feel around anyway, because not all of us have cats.
That's crazy about the cats. And two, great point.
Yeah.
I love it. That's good. Wow, what a story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So last night, I moved on another week with Dancing with the Stars. Let me thank our listeners because they're the only reason that I'm still on the show. Thank you all for calling and voting. I think we have a chance to shock the world. We have the chance to shock Hollywood. And I don't know what I thought, but we're two episodes away.
Crazy.
I know. I got 3-8s last night. 8-8-8. That was my highest score. It didn't hold with some of the really good dancers because they were getting 10s and 9s. But for me, all I can do is me. And it was the best I've done. And it moved on. And so I have some of the judges talking here. Here's a clip, first of all.
Apart from the fact it was so sweet and romantic and I loved it, but top marks for effort, because tonight you actually tried and you were very, very hard for giving us a Viennese waltz all the way through. You really focused and tried to get the correct footwork, which most of the time was there. You only lost it twice. You kept the flow going and you delivered what we asked of you. So well done.
There you go. Well done.
Well done.
They did acknowledge my couple mess ups, and I did have a couple mess ups, but I got it well done. Here's another clip.
I really do appreciate the way you were trying to attain the correct body contact, especially, and working on your frame. You were just a little bit tense, and think of it more as pressing into each other as opposed to like holding her, like straining, because what happens is we see the strain, and that's one thing that everybody relates to is sort of your personality and the ease with which you perform, and that's what I want to see more of. You still have a team dance, right? You've got what, team Ho Now? Hey Now? Ho Now.
Ho Now.
Oops, excuse me.
Ho Now.
Ho Now. Yeah. Ho Now.
I've been called worse.
Hey Now. No, you're not a Ho Now.
Think of
Hey Now. You got another chance. And Bobby Bones, I love you. And I think I'm not alone when I say that.
There you go.
She said it again.
Carrie Ann. And then here's Bruno. Or what's that? Here's maybe Lynn. Here you go.
No, I think you get a bit. You know, one of the things when you're scared, you sort of lift your shoulders. That's a. And you lift your shoulders up a little bit, relaxed more. However, it's the quarterfinal. What a great time to do your best dance.
All right. Lynn, nice comment.
Lynn, if I ever get an 8 from you, I'm going to come around and kiss your face. Just be ready for that.
And so, I don't know if we have the scores audio or not, but we do? Okay, here we go.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
8.
Lynn Goodman.
I'm kissing everybody.
Is that
it's mayhem.
You going,
I don't know who that is. Is that me going, I don't know. I'm running all over the place, kissing everybody on the face.
What's Sharna doing when you're doing that? Just standing
shocked.
There?
Okay. Just shocked. I don't think there's ever been anyone as nuts as I am on that show. There are no rules for me on the show. Am I supposed to stand in this place and only talk when spoken to and don't go behind the judges' table and don't talk to the audience members? Why? I talk to people in the crowd the whole time. So that was probably me screaming, kissing everybody. So yeah, that was it. I got 3-8s. I was pretty pumped. Hopefully people voted for me last night. I go to the semifinals. I'm doing two songs next week. I'm doing Flo Rida, Going Down For Real. It's going down for real. You know that song?
Yeah. What dance is it?
Apparently the salsa.
Okay. That's fun.
And then I'm doing Jive to Give Me Some Lovin'. Give Me Some Lovin'. Give Me Some Lovin'.
I don't know that I know that one.
Every day. Boom. From like Top Gun or something.
Okay.
Maybe that's not what it is.
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. That's exactly what it is. Days of Thunder. Eddie, do you know that song?
I do.
Come on and give me some lovin'.
And give us some loving.
It's a jam.
You'd probably know it, Amy. Okay. I'll play it for you tomorrow or so.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it was good. And It was country night, so all my friends were out there playing. Lanco and Lauren Elena and Chris Jansen played for me.
Cole Swindell.
Cole played. Yeah, it was cool. Carly Pierce played. So it felt good. It felt like a little bit of home was there. And I've been so separated from home for a long time, for 3 months almost.
Yeah.
That it was good. I know nobody could watch it in Nashville because the football game was on.
Which is so bizarre and ironic that it was country night. But super cool to see later on YouTube.
Yeah. But then you missed all the judge.
I know. Like, I just heard all that for the first time.
I haven't seen it yet. I didn't watch it back. I can't watch that stuff. I can't watch myself because I just am like, ugh.
You get embarrassed?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I get embarrassed.
Like, I'm so dumb.
I'm like, what was that thing? I need to listen to that back. And I'm like running from judge to judge.
It's awesome,
kissing everybody
though.
On the face.
You got it.
But I appreciate our listeners. Mm-hmm. I appreciate our listeners so much. All right, cool. Everybody good? Lunchbox, your thoughts last night?
I thought your dance last week was better than this week. And then I looked at Sharna last night and I was like, dude, she is looking hot. And there's a moment when you guys got nose to nose. I mean, your lips were probably a half a centimeter apart. And then you start giggling. And I'm like, if you're not going to kiss her when she looks this good, and then you go and kiss the two guy judges when you had a chance to I mean, it just totally didn't make sense. Like, what am I missing? Like, what are you doing?
He's not going to make out with her in the middle of a dance.
It doesn't have to be a make out. It can be a sensual peck, like we're on the lips, and then. But no, he has a chance to do that.
Sensual peck.
Yes, you can have sensual pecks. If not, you need to talk to your husband about that. But I am telling you. And then you run up and kiss the two guy dudes on their head. I don't know. I'm a loss for words. I don't know what you were doing there. That was a little nuts. Like, at least kiss Carrion and Abba, too.
That's true. Yeah, she does love you. That.
I kiss no girls and all guys.
Yes, exactly.
All right, enough. Thank you all for voting for me. I can't say it enough. I wouldn't be on the show without you guys. Amy thinks that we can win.
Yeah,
it's a we thing. I don't think it's a me thing. It's a we thing. Yeah. And so, two shows left.
I know. It's going to be amazing. We just have to keep voting. I really believe this can happen. Manifested it on my calendar weeks ago.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. By the way, I will be in Greensboro, North Carolina on November 30th at Carolina Theater. I would love to see you. My Red Hoodie Comedy Tour, last shows of the year, Greensboro, North Carolina.
When will you be there?
Friday, November 30th.
Oh, you can take the mirror ball.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Take it on the road.
Yeah, tickets at BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Today's National Saxophone Day. Anybody play saxophone ever as a kid?
Mm-mm. My husband.
Oh, that's what it was. Your husband played saxophone and you made fun of him for it.
Yeah, he loves Kenny G.
Like, that's what you made fun of. Your husband, who was in the military, okay. Who was like, yeah, let him love Kenny G, Amy.
Okay, it's fine. It's just funny. If you know my husband, the fact that he loved to like put in a Kenny G cassette tape as a kid and jam out. And then he only quit because his two best friends, Kevin and Ben, made fun of him for being in the band. So he quit.
Now his wife's making fun of him for past things.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. But I mean, I regret not playing an instrument or being in the band. I want my kids to do that. It's just my husband doesn't seem like the saxophone playing type.
Or a guy that would like Kenny G music.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so today's National Saxophone Day. I'll play you a country song on saxophone. I actually have my saxophone in here. So I'm going to play it, see if you can name the song. Ready?
Okay.
All right, song number one. Write it down, please. Go ahead. Here we go. All right. Lunchbox, you know that song?
Yeah, I know that one. That's easy.
What is it?
That's Body Like a Back Road.
Amy?
Yep, Body Like a Back Road.
Nailed it. Boom. One down, both of you guys. Turn it up. If you're going to play it, commit to it.
Still a jam.
Yeah. All right, number two. Name it based on the saxophone playing. Song number two. Here you go.
Okay.
Amy, can you name that country song?
I can.
Go ahead.
My Church.
Lunchbox?
Maren Morris.
Dang, I got Amen. I couldn't think of the name.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Amy with a point there. Country song number, or play Maren Morris, My Church, please. Here you go. Can I get a hallelujah?
Can I get an amen? See, there's Amen.
That's true. All right, name this song by the saxophone. Country song. Go ahead. This. Let's go over to Lunchbox. What is that country song?
Oh, that's my boy, Jason Aldean, Burning It Down.
Wow, Amy.
Woo!
That's it, Burning It Down, Jason Aldean.
Look at you guys. Good.
I'm just doing my thing.
Name this country song on saxophone. Struggling with this
hold
one.
Hold on, hold
on. Keep it up. That's so funny.
Ah!
All right, Lunchbox, what is that?
That is Jake Owen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Dang, yeah. Correct.
Yes,
Amy, you have
yes,
that?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Barefoot Blue Jean Night, yes.
Come on,
I
good one, man. Okay, are you ready? Let's go one more song here. Number five. Hit it. Oh. Tougher one. Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, that's Sugarland stuck on you.
No, Amy for the win.
What? Keith Urban, Break On Me.
Break
there you
on
go.
Me, that's yes. Stuck on you. Oh.
Song is so good. Amy, you're the big winner. Have we changed your song yet? No, Amy, I don't. I'm just not in favor of changing your song yet.
No, you need it. Bobby?
Go ahead.
I really want to change my song. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't grant me this wish. I vote for you every week on Dancing with the Stars.
But which, okay, Lunchbox hasn't submitted his song suggestions yet. Let's let him do that tomorrow,
okay.
And
that
then we'll go
great.
Over all of them, okay?
Perfect.
For now, you get your winning song. Here it is. There she goes.
So boring.
No, I love it. It's your song, though.
Yeah, but I want something a little more like, you know. What were some of the suggestions? You had some good ones.
My neck, my back.
Oh, yeah. Well, not that one.
Okay. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So having a phone is definitely not cheap. So some people crunched some numbers, and apparently owning a smartphone over our lifetime, we will spend $75,000 just on our phone.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Not a lot. It's
that's
a big
like a
number.
Lot, but I'm like, okay, take my money.
Wow, that's a lot. All right, what else?
Okay, so speaking of phones, you need to pick up the phone and call your special someone to tell them how you feel and that you love them. You know, a sweet text during the day is nice, but a phone call can do wonders. Researchers found that people in a relationship who talk to each other on the phone were more likely to feel emotionally connected and supported by their significant other. Those who texted did not feel the same connection.
I'm into that, and I think FaceTime's even bigger.
I just called.
I just FaceTimed.
To say.
I love you. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What else?
So the holidays, they are coming. It's Christmas time, and I love that Target has made it super easy to have matching family pajamas. They are selling a holiday pajama collection for the entire family, including your dog. And there's 18 different patterns and styles to choose from, so get on that because they're going to sell out soon.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes. Last year, I waited way too long to get matching pajamas. Way too long. And I ended up having to go with like a boring pattern because it's all that was left.
Oh,
I'm telling
no.
you, now's the time to get on this.
Okay. There you have it. Amy, thank you very much.
Also, nope. You say pajamas or pajamas?
We had this conversation at the Dancing with the Stars studio.
Oh, really?
I say pajamas. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe we had this conversation on the air too, right?
Oh, I think I say both because I just heard myself say pajamas, and in my head I was like, "That was weird. Why'd you say pajamas? You say pajamas."
Well, there's a song that I go to. You say pajamas. I say pajamas. Yeah. Pajamas. Pajamas.
Pajamas.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bone Show.
What's going on today, Amy?
Oh, you know, just going to hang out with Dr. Oz in a little bit.
Name drop.
Don't be jealous.
Name drop.
I'm going to talk to him about microwaves and Diet Coke.
You think the microwaves are bad, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't. And I want to talk to him again about this because he's been on our show before and he has said they're not bad. And I want him to look me in the eyes and tell me that to my face.
Dang. Okay, after you do this, I want to put it on tomorrow's show or Thursday's show. Like, get some good stuff.
Okay, I'll try. And then also, later, I'm doing an iHeart theater show with Kane Brown.
Yeah, look at that. Your first one. That's a big deal.
It's my first one. I know.
I was so nervous the first time I did one.
I'm very nervous. And I know I'm getting it because you're busy. But, I mean, it's...
You also deserve it. Honestly.
Well, but I mean, I'm happy to take stuff that you're like, I feel like I'm growing up a little bit because you're so busy. I'm having to grow up fast or something.
I know. Love it. I had to grow up fast. Listen, there were things that Ryan Seacrest couldn't do. They would give to me and I was like, oh boy. And I would do them and I would do a pretty good job. And they would go, oh, Bobby can do this. Then I started getting to do them. We all just get things because someone else doesn't want them or can't do them. I was lucky enough to get things from people like Ryan or other radio people.
Yeah.
And good for you. You're going to kill it. Here's my advice to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Just don't ramble.
Oh, but that's me.
They'll say you have 2 minutes. Talk to Kane. You'll have questions on a card. Ask your questions. Let him do all the answering. It's a
Kane
national
Brown
show.
Sometimes barely talks.
That's true. You'll be fine. Ramble. Never mind. Forget what I said. Ramble.
Thank you.
Oh, well, good for you. That's exciting.
Bobby's like, be yourself, but don't ramble.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope that goes good for you.
What's your day?
Well, it's the first day of training for the semifinals for Dancing with the Stars.
This is big time.
We have to learn 2 full dances and an opening number. I'm doing the salsa and the jive because we're like, no more slow dances. We had to do them to kind of show my depth and range, but it's not where I can do what I do best, which is have personality and love. Although I did get my highest scores last week, but it's like, it's going down for real. And I have no idea what a salsa means. But I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We start today.
I can't wait to see footage.
I know. Me either. I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea what a salsa even is, except for the little step that I've seen at like a club. You know?
I feel like that's actually, now that I'm picturing the salsa and that song, I see a lot of like twisting and turning. I think it's going to be fun.
That's all I want. What do you mean? Chips and salsa.
Huh? Oh, you want to eat chips and salsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Be safe. Goodbye. Bye.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.